Joining us now here on the KMZU basketball dream team for 2013-2014 is Coach Tony Brundage from Knobnoster with the Class 3 Knobnoster team. And Coach, who are your players you're nominating this year?
And the two girls that I'm going to nominate are juniors Holly Shabbat and Carissa Rodman.
And what are some of the things about those juniors this year that kind of made them stand out?
Those two girls, from the minute I walked into the position last summer, were the two that were really headstrong go-getters that really want to improve the program, and that continued all the way from our summer work completely through the season. We didn't have any seniors on our team this year, so they kind of had to step into that leadership role, and they did a great job. We had 9 freshmen and sophomores that they kind of helped lead through. They helped lead us in nearly every category. They both handled the ball for us throughout the season. Both of those girls were just real solid people that I could go to in a bind or anything.
Now, for those girls to kind of step into that role, it's tough always when you don't have a senior leadership, but for juniors to take over that role, how difficult was it for them to take over, and how difficult was it for you to try and integrate maybe a new system with them?
It was something that they took on with a very positive attitude. Mentally, they wanted to do it. It was a little bit of an adjustment for them to understand and to learn how to do it. But like I said, they asked all the right questions. They were always there for the other girls if they had questions, and they really took it in stride. I mean, they had their bumps along the way, but from the beginning of the season to the end, they made great strides, and I can only hope that they continue to make those strides in the future as well. As far as integrating a new program with them, the entire team did a great job with that. They were all ready to learn something new and to start into a new program, considering they did graduate the majority of their team from last season. So they all went into that very well.
Of course, part of the dream team thing as well is not just how they perform on the court, but off the court. You said they took that leadership role. How were they on the academic side of things as well?
Academic side, they were really good as well. They both take some higher level classes. I know Carissa was an academic all-conference as well. Holly, she's right up there too. They're always getting their homework done. I'd see them on the bus working on it and on the way home. They're definitely leaders on the floor and in the classroom.
You didn't have them studying game film on those bus rides?
No, I told them they could do their homework and we'd do film later.
Yeah, that's a great one. Now, Coach, you've also, besides those two nominations for Dream Team players, for your Player of the Year vote, you've selected Sierra Frazier, who's a junior out of Charleston. What made you pick her?
In looking over some different things, I mean, unfortunately, I haven't ever been able to physically see her play, but you look at a junior who's 5 foot tall, averaging 23 points a game and 4.5 steals a game, you can tell that she's got to be somebody special to be able to do that. And I just have a lot of respect for her and the things that she's been able to do for her team in Charleston.
And your Coach of the Year vote then, who'd you select for that?
I selected Bo Slopes out of El Dorado Springs. I got to see them play in the Warsaw tournament, and then we actually played against them in the Clinton tournament, and he's just done a great job with his program and with his girls. I believe they're in the Final Four this year as well. I just really think he's doing a great job with those athletes in El Dorado Springs.
Now, this being your first year at Knobnoster, what were some of the challenges you saw that you needed to kind of overcome this year?
The challenges that I saw were mainly just our youth, being an inexperienced team and coming into a program that has had a high turnover in coaches lately. It's just getting the girls to be committed and confident in the program and to understand that it's not a one-and-done year. Like, we're going to build a program. And that's kind of what we talked about all season long, was you got to lay bricks to build a house. And it can't be done in one game. It can't be done in one possession. And that's just kind of what we talked about all year, is how we want to build a foundation for Knobnoster basketball to continue to build throughout the years and to be a consistently competitive team.
And, of course, taking over a program, starting things up, it does take time. But what are some of the off-season things that you have the girls participating in?
This summer we're going to be playing in a league where we'll play doubleheaders once a week, and we're going to try to go to a couple different team camps, one of which will be an overnight stay to kind of get some team building in that as well. We'll have some open gyms and also some weight training, conditioning to kind of get us physically more prepared to take on other schools as well. And then we're also going to work on doing a lot of individual position work and skill development in those areas.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Coach. Coach Tony Brundage from Knobnoster with her nominations again for Dream Team players, Holly Shabbat, Jr., who is a junior, and Carissa Rodman, who is also a junior. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.